Hi guys and welcome back to another Spaccoon video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the Vic Neo 2. There is absolutely loads to show you, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you about the Vic Neo 2 from Spaccoon. This is a prostate massager that vibrates and it self-heats. It can also be controlled with the remote control that it comes with, or it can be connected to the Spaccoon app. They can also be controlled via their app over long distances. If you haven't heard of Spaccoon toys before, they make interactive toys for men and women. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing of the Vic Neo 2 like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you what you get when you buy the Vic Neo 2, and I'm going to be showing you how to use it. I'm also going to be showing you how to control it with its remote control, and I'm going to be showing you how to use it on the app. If all of that wasn't enough, I'm going to be telling you a little bit more information about the toy itself, and I'm going to be giving you a review at the end. So yes, there is absolutely loads coming up in today's episode. I'm going to shut up and let you get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, as always, I do like to show the outside of the box. Last time I received the package from Spaccoon, there was tape with the brand name on it. As you can see with this package, there is none. There was a shipping label and there was no mention of the brand on that label. So for discreetness this time, there has been a massive improvement. The box has seen better days, but it also has been checked by customs. So I don't hold this against Spaccoon at all. Customs can sometimes be a little bit heavy-handed when checking the boxes. Anyway, enough about the box. We're nearly inside, so I can show you what we've got. There are two toys in this box, and we're going to be covering the Vic Neo 2. The other toy in the box is the Ica Neo. This won't be covered in today's video. However, you can hit that subscribe button and notification bell for when I release the video for that one. So let's move that to one side and let's take a closer look at the Vic Neo 2. On the side and on the back of the box gives you more information about the toy itself. It also gives you a full spec of its dimensions and its weight. This will be something we cover later in the video. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. One thing you'll notice with all Spaccoon toys is that they're very well packaged. All the smaller toys seem to come in these hard case storage boxes. And when you open them up, the toy has padding around it. I've had three of these smaller toys so far, and they've all came in this style of packaging. All of our accessories are located underneath the toy. To remove the toy out of the packaging, all you need to do is push it from behind. The gold paneling that's on the bottom of the toy is actually where you attach your remote control, which I'll show you in a moment. There are two buttons located at the front of the toy. One operates the vibrations and the other one operates the heating element. In this section underneath the toy is where our accessories are. And this is our magnetic remote control for the toy. And as it is magnetic, all we need to do is stick it to the metal panel at the bottom of the toy. This is super handy because it prevents the remote control from being lost. So what else comes with the toy? As you can see, we've got our magnetic charging cable. The charging port is located at the back of the Vic Neo, and all we need to do is plug it in and stick it on. The next thing we've got in our box is our instruction manual. This gives you basic information about the toy and how to use it. Hopefully by the end of the video, you won't need to read this. Finally, at the bottom of the box is our storage bag. Again, this is thick and very well made. Personally, I would keep my toys in the box, and I'd save the storage bags for travel use. Obviously, this is up to you, but they are very well protected in the boxes. What we're now going to do is take a closer look at the Vic Neo 2. The arm of the toy is a little bit bigger than a finger. It's about the diameter of two, and it's about as long. To turn on your Vic Neo, all you need to do is hold down the power button. The power button has an S on it and it's located closest to the metal plate. Once it has turned on, the logo will flash different colours. You'll also notice that the power button is now blue. To start the toy vibrating, all you need to do is push the power button again. You'll also notice that the logo on the bottom has now turned blue. There are two vibrators located in the toy, one in the top main arm and the other is located where the power button is. To increase the vibration speed, single push the power button. This will increase it by one speed level. And there are five speed levels in total. To change vibration patterns, all you need to do is double press the power button. You'll notice that the Spaccoon logo changes colour. And each time you double press the power button, it will move on to a different sequence. There are five vibration sequences in total, and each one has five different vibration levels. To turn off the vibrations, all you need to do is push and hold the power button. To turn on the heating element, all you need to do is turn on your toy and push and hold down the heating button. This one has a thermometer on it and it's located to the front of the toy. You'll also notice when switched on, the button will also turn blue. The heating element will warm the toy up to body temperature, which is 38 degrees. What I'm going to show you now is how to control your toy with the remote control. Before you can use your remote control, you will have to make sure that your toy is switched on. This can either be in standby mode or it can already be vibrating. To start the toy vibrating, push the middle power button. The logo on the toy will change colour and it will start vibrating. To increase the vibration level, push the bottom button, which has a plus on it. Again, for those who have just joined us here, there are 5 vibration levels. On the remote control, there is no minus button. This means you have to push the plus button to be able to cycle through previous used vibration levels. The top button, when pushed, turns on the heating function. And if you want to be able to change the vibration pattern, all you need to do is double press the power button. It's really handy that it has its own separate remote control, as many toys don't have that. Not everyone wants to have to reach for their phone every time they want to change the vibration level. And they also don't want to fiddle with buttons that they can't see on the toy. One final feature on the toy is that the arm rotates 180 degrees. One final feature to mention is that the arm on the toy does rotate 180 degrees. All you need to do is hold the toy and twist the arm. You'll feel it unlock from its current position, and once you've finished rotating, you'll feel it lock back into place. This can be rotated in either direction from its starting position. Again, this is a really good feature because you can adjust the toy for comfort, or you just might like the vibrations in a different place. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself the Vic Neo 2, then there is a link in the description below. Use promo code UKDADS and you'll also get a discount on any items purchased. Okay guys, the next thing I'm going to show you is how to connect your Vic Neo 2 to the Svacoom app. And I'm also going to show you how to use it.
Okay guys, the first thing you need to make sure is that your Bluetooth is switched on. You also have to make sure that you've got the Svacoom app installed. Once you've done both of those, you're ready to open the app. Depending on your mobile phone, it may or may not ask for permission to turn on your location. Click confirm and your app will start searching for a toy. It's at this point we're going to turn on our Vic Neo 2. Once the app does find the toy, it will automatically open the Vic Neo 2 homepage. You'll also notice that your Vic Neo 2 will vibrate. From here, we're going to tap on the play button. You're then going to be taken to a page that'll ask you to choose your play mode. One of the ones we're going to be looking at is touch mode. This mode lets us touch the screen and control our toy. The higher on the screen we touch, the faster it vibrates. And the lower we touch, the slower the vibrations. In the bottom of our screen is the boost mode button. When this is pushed, the vibrations go to their maximum level. And you can see that at the top of the page in our timeline. If we push the stop button in the bottom middle of our screen, it will ask us if we want to save our pattern. For the purpose of this video, I am going to save it and I'm going to name it Vic. To use that pattern again in the future, all we need to do is click on custom mode in the bottom right hand side of our screen. This is where you'll be able to find all your saved patterns. To use this vibration pattern again, all you need to do is select it and click on the play button. To stop it, all you need to do is click on the stop button. If we exit out of this screen, we can also click on examples. This gives you 4 preset patterns that you can use. What we're going to do now is click on the back arrow in the top left hand side of our screen. On the home page this time, we're going to click on preset mode. Here you can find 10 preset patterns that have been made by Svacoom. To start using the patterns, all you need to do is click on one. You can adjust how fast or slow the vibrations are by sliding on the slide bar in the middle of the screen. If you want to change your vibration pattern, all you need to do is select another one. If you want to turn off the lights on the toy, all you need to do is push on the light button in the bottom right hand side of the screen. And if you want to use the heating function, click on the heating button in the bottom left hand side. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself a Vic Neo 2, then there is a link in the description below. And if you use promo code UKDADS, you'll get a discount on any of your purchases.
So there you have it guys, that's how easy it is to use the Svacoom app with your Vic Neo 2. What I'm going to do now is tell you a little bit more information about the toy itself. The toy measures 102mm from top to bottom, 91mm across and 38mm wide. The length of the insertable arm is 80mm with a diameter of 30. The toy has a 2.5 hour charging time and it's got a continuous battery use life of 2 hours. There are 5 inbuilt patterns with 5 different intensity levels. There's also 1 heating mode and the toy warms up to 38 degrees, which is body temperature. The toy is waterproof, but it doesn't give me an IPX rating. However, the remote control is obviously not waterproof, so you can't use that in the bath. The toy weighs in at 93 grams. The remote control weighs in at 14, so a combined total of 107 grams. The arm itself can rotate 180 degrees. So I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. I think you would agree that the toy is really well packaged and it looks like it's very well made. I think what is a good feature is that it has a remote control that comes separately, and this just literally sticks onto the bottom of the toy. It avoids losing it. You don't always have time to take out your phone, connect the toy to it, and then start playing with all the settings. It's nice that you can just simply do it with the remote, and obviously your partner can control your toy with the remote from across the room. And if you do go traveling, you can also connect it to the app when you need to and still have fun. I have 4 vacuum toys now and I think they're all really well made, and you can see which other ones I've got in the playlist at the end of the video. So you might be wondering what the toy's like to use it. Well, I'm just about to go and find out for the first time. I'll be back after as soon as I have. Okay guys, so I am back and I have tried the Vic Neo 2 and I used it with the remote control and with the app. Personally, I thought it was a little bit easier using the remote control, and the only reason I say that is because I spend 90% of my day looking at a phone or a screen. It was just so nice to be able to push a button and forget about it. It just made it so much easier just to click the button and that's it. Although there is more vibration options if you use the app. One thing I would say is you do notice the heating function when you use it. You do just feel the whole toy just warm up. It's also really comfortable to wear. I stood up and walked around with it in and you could notice it's there. I'm not going to say you can't, but it's not catching on your clothes. It actually fits perfectly almost. When it comes to what the vibrations feel like, it's more of a buzz than a deep rumble, although some of the patterns do have that rumbly feel. When it comes to how noisy the toy is, on the highest setting you do notice it. On the lower settings I would say you could quite easily get away with walking around with it in public. I wouldn't say library quiet, but I would definitely say you could get away with wearing it in a supermarket or anywhere else. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Svacum Vic Neo 2, then there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. And if you use promo code UKDADS, you'll also get yourself a discount. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Until next time, peace out.